Hello, my name is Claire Froelich, and I am the Interpretation Environmental Education Specialist for the Wrangell Ranger District. I am here today to share with you the first ever campfire update brought to you in partnership by the Forest Service and your very own KSDK. Without further ado, let's address your questions and comments for our inaugural campfire update. We were told that the Kunk Shelter and Trail needed some love and attention. Our rec crew are now aware and are seeking funding for those repairs. One of you mentioned that the third rec spot at Anita Bay needs some tree trimming. We have crews heading out there soon to do just that for all of those shelters out there. We are also looking into adding more shelters at the recreation sites around Wrangell and would love your input on which ones you would like to see have a shelter put in. Nothing has planned or been approved yet, but we are brainstorming. Folks also asked for some recommendations for family outings during the winter. Our staff had a few. Ice skating on Pat's Lake is a lot of fun, but is always a little risky. The ice needs to be at least 4 inches thick for skating and a lot thicker for any type of vehicle, motorized vehicle on the ice. The Forest Service does not monitor ice thickness. Sledding down Nemo Loop is a blast, but be mindful of those vehicles coming. Hiking at Rainbow Falls is always a great time, but bring some snowshoes. And finally, go ice fishing at Tom's Lake and you might catch a good memory. Someone asked if there were any updates on the rule revision for the Anilka cabins. Unfortunately, we do not have anything new to share, but hopefully we will soon. There was a concern shared about folks leaving downed trees and branches in the roadways and ditches after falling them. We understand how important it is for Alaskans to have the wood they need to heat their homes this winter. But when you cut down trees for firewood, please make sure it's at least 100 feet away from a fish-bearing stream and clean up the branches and large scraps to keep them from ending up in fish passages and clogging ditches and culverts, which can cause problems to the road and lead to access issues. With the holiday season starting, the Wrangell Ranger District would like to share a message about Christmas tree cutting. National forest lands around Wrangell have always been a source of Christmas trees for local residents. And in keeping the seasonal tradition alive, the Wrangell Ranger District invites each household to find its holiday tree on any of the national forests except near developed recreation areas and along hiking trails. There is no charge or permit required for the tree. Please only take one tree per household and cut trees as close to the ground as possible. Please, no topping. Cutting and selling Christmas trees to another requires a commercial permit. Please contact the district office if you wish to commercially harvest a Christmas tree this season. So, what's happening with the Annan Bay cabin? Well, we're glad you asked. There is a bid out for a contractor to rebuild the Annan Bay cabin and three others on the forest. The completion date for that contract is fall 2024. We had some community interest in the Thomas Dambo Troll. If the community would like to coordinate with an artist and local partners, the Wrangell Ranger District would be happy to help. If you don't know what the Thomas Dambo Troll is, I recommend looking it up. It's pretty cool. And finally, we had a comment about the need for local input before changing or altering recreation sites. We agree, and not just because we're required to get public input through the National Environmental Policy Act. If you have any ideas, questions, or comments, please send them in so we can address them on our next campfire update. On the behalf of the Wrangell Ranger District, thank you to everyone who took the time to send in questions and comments. I'm Interpretive Ranger Claire Froelich, and I look forward to chatting with you around the next campfire.